God when you wake up and the first thing you do is start crying? Like, I realized that the dream was not real. And it was such a bummer to me. And I had to, all morning, I had to work out this sadness that was like, that dream's not real. The hope I had in that dream was not real. And how often do we go through life and go through the motions, and it's like we want so badly to have the desires of our heart, or a dream that's just unfulfilled yet, or, you know, we just want something so badly and it's not coming to fruition. But I'm here to tell you today that Paul in Philippians said, in whatsoever state you are, to be content. And today I just want to encourage us to work through that area in our life that we want so badly, but just to put it in God's hands and say, God, I'm content in you. You're enough. You are more than enough. And, you know, how did I work it out? I prayed this morning. I read my word this morning. I worshiped this morning. And I took a big, deep breath of what God has for me. And I said, okay, God, I am content in you. My needs are met. They're completely met. And I would say, probably, if you really look at your life, your needs are probably met. So let's stand. Let's worship. Let's work out this contented state that we can find ourselves in. And humble ourselves. Say, God, we need you. We love you. Father, today as we worship you and we long for you, God, we just want your presence today. We want to be able to be content in you, God. Father, we find our strength in you, our provision in you, God. We just look to you as our source and our strength, God. You're the rock of our salvation, Jesus. And God, we just want to wait on you and to have everything that you have for us today, God. Whatever that looks like, whatever it is, God, we're just looking to you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Start a fire in us here today, God. Let your fire burn in us and through us today, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Draw. You know, sometimes in our walk with the Lord, we put things in closets, or we suppress it, or, you know, we pretend it's not there. Can you go back to that previous screen, David? Burn away the dross. Start a fire in me, let the flames run free. That dross is all those things that we hide, that we stuff away in closets, that we don't really want to deal with, if you will. When gold is brought to the burning temperature, all those impurities come to the top and they scrape it away so it can be pure gold. You know, when you let that holy fire come into you and burn inside of you and burn out those things, those impurities, those things that you don't really want to deal with, and let the Holy Spirit come through and scrape it off of you so you can be this pure vessel for Him. You know, and that's what He wants to do today. So as we bring it back up, and I'm going to continue to pray in the Spirit, because I think that the Spirit is going to release something in this place. If you feel like this is for you, I want you to come right up across the front, all right? Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be an anointing for fire here today, and I'll tell you why. I this is confirmed. The song's confirmed. What God's been doing in me this morning confirms. What Stephen's sharing right now is confirming. I woke up about 3 o'clock, which is 2 o'clock normal time, and from almost the moment that I woke up, I still feel it right now. It's like I feel there's like a flame right in front of me. All morning long, I'm like, Lord, what is this? This is really cool, but what are you doing? And I'm just saying, Lord, what are you going to do today? And I realize now that's what He was trying to tell me. There's going to be fire in the house today. And fire is in the house today. It's here right now. It's here right now. It doesn't matter if you come up front. Just receive it. And fire is meant to purify, like Stephen was sharing. Fire is meant to purify. And the thing is that we are pure and we're righteous in Jesus Christ. But there's still things that are in our past that keep us from walking in the full purity. And God is doing a purifying work in His body. I mean, He's doing a purifying work in Stephen shared with the men yesterday of what God's doing in him. I know other men are experiencing, other women are experiencing, but it's not meant for just a select few. It's not meant for just leaders. It's not for just pastors. It's meant for God's people, God's children. And so you guys have to know that all it's going to take is responsive faith today. And God is going to burn some things out of you, work some things in you that is going to be eternal. It's going to be eternal. You will not be the same. You will not be the same. You'll be changed from glory to glory, faith to faith, strength to strength, and you will be manifesting the results of today in the coming days. As people interact with you, as you're seen on the streets, as you're in your places of work, your places of employment, your places of family. And so know today God's doing another level in us as His people. And I'm so grateful that He doesn't let us stay the same. I'm so grateful He doesn't let us stay in our old ways, our old mindsets, and be satisfied with what glory we may have received before in the past. There's a new work today that God wants to do in us. And I believe, I see a lot of people saying, amen, Pastor, I agree. Amen, brother of Christ, I agree. Now let's hear a prayer and let's receive just the beginning of what He's going to do here today.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. The Lord is showing me that we need to examine our hearts before Him. We need to examine our hearts and let go of the things that are not planted by Him. He's also showing me, turn, you double-minded. Whoever's been having a trouble with double-mindedness, give your entire heart to the Lord today while He is here.
Yes, amen.
He is here in this place with mercy, with powerful grace and mercy and love for each and every one of His children, and not only us in this house, but all of Yakima. And I encourage you to just submit your entire life to the Lord Jesus of Nazareth, to Abba Daddy, and to the precious Holy Spirit of grace.
Amen.
And I love you all in the Lord so, so very much. I love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I'm home.
Jesus, I'm hungry.
There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound from heaven. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound from heaven. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound from heaven.
Help me.
There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound from heaven.
There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound.
We receive it now, Lord.
There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound.
Right from your heart, God.
There's a sound, there's a sound.
We receive the sound from heaven, Lord. Right into our hearts, God. Speak to us this morning, God. Right from heaven, God. Right into the depths of who we are, God. Don't let us miss it, Lord. Don't let us plug our ears, God. Don't let us close you off, God. Let us hear your sound. Let us hear that voice. Let us hear you singing over us today, God.
There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound from heaven.
Plant it in us, God. Plant this sound in our hearts, God. Let it go deep into who we are, Lord. Let it not, Lord, be something that just is broken off with life, Lord, but let it grow, Lord, into a full tree, God. A full tree, Lord, that others, God, can receive, Lord, our shade, can receive, Lord, our fruit. God, we have to quit being dormant. We have to quit being yielding no fruit. God, I pray right now, Lord, that that sound from heaven, Holy Spirit, that sound that you're planting in our hearts, that we're more than what we are, Lord, that we're more than what we've seen, that we're more than what we experience, God, that that sound, Lord, would carry us, Lord, to your very throne room, to your very face, God, that we would be transformed, Lord, into who you are. Yes, we receive that sound today, God. We receive the fire of God today, Lord. We receive the anointing, God, that breaks every yoke. We receive, Lord. The truth, God, as we know it, will make us free, Lord. We receive the freedom of God in this place, in our hearts and in our lives. Oh, we thank you, God, for that sound from heaven. We thank you, God, for that sound from heaven that's burning in us, that's speaking to us, that won't be still, that can't be shut up, that is so loud and so strong, that it will accomplish what it's sent to do.
There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound from heaven.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Fire, fall down, fire. take our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Our Father, heaven, roars your name,
sing louder. Let your face hear up with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth, our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder, let this place hear up with praise, can you hear it, the sound of heaven touching earth, the sound of heaven touching earth, Spirit break out. Place here up with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place here up with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. Sound of heaven touching earth, our Father. All of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Heaven come down and rule the earth.
This morning when we were doing our little prayer that we do before we have worship practice, I said, you know, let's pray in the Holy Ghost for a couple minutes. And so we did, and we never do that. You know, we usually just say a little prayer and we go on about our business and we start it. But the Holy Spirit broke something over us in that couple minutes that we were speaking in tongues. And I believe he wants to do that in the body today, not just before worship. So it's funny that this is the song that we're singing because, can you put the last one up there, buddy? Sing louder. The sound of heaven touching earth. Us speaking in our heavenly language is the sound of heaven on earth, is the sound of heaven touching earth. And I truly believe that the Lord is going to break something, that the Holy Spirit is going to break something. And he's breaking something in me lately, but he wants to break it in all of us. So we're going to just bring this up. And if you want prayer for the Holy Spirit, even if you just want more of the Holy Spirit, I want you to go ahead and come on up, and there's going to be some people that agree with you. Maybe you've never had the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he's going to give it to you today. You know, I don't know, that's him, but it's a free gift. It's already given. You just need to receive it, and that's the whole thing about it. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You know, we talk about the Holy Spirit like a person, and we have a session on it in our Transformed, but he's not going to throw himself on you. He's not going to force himself on you. You have to say, all right, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready. Let's go. So the gift is here, and it's waiting for you. Okay, let's just, everybody close your eyes real quick, all right? If you have never received the gift of the Holy Spirit, I want you to raise your hand. Anybody? Okay. Thank you. I see those hands. If you want a fresh fire from the Holy Spirit, a new, you know, the Holy Spirit, it comes in baby steps. And there's new languages that come out eventually. And if you want that, if you think you're ready to step up to the next level, I want you to raise your hand. Okay? So everybody that raised their hand, I want you to come down right in front. I want the people that raised their hand that have never received it on the left, well, your right side of my dad, and the people that want the fresh gift, I want you on the right, well, your his right, your left, whatever. New is over here, and fresh fire is over here. And I believe that the Holy Spirit's going to break something over us today. And over your life and over this body, all right? Korea baba 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 suna na 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 na
Yes, Jesus. This morning, as we were praying, God gave me a vision of like a patient in an emergency room, like doing open heart surgery. And I really felt like God literally showed me a heart that like flatlined, that completely stopped beating. And it's like God came down and he literally took those tools and he literally brought life back into that heart again. And it's like God literally did a complete blood transfusion in that person. And I just want us to stand up this morning. God placed on my heart that there's our truth and then there's his truth. And our truth and his truth are completely different things. We have like what we believe like our reality is, but our reality is really not reality. Because if it's not God's reality, it's not reality. Okay? And so I really believe that God truly this morning, I don't know if it's for the body of Christ, if it's for an individual, or if it's for multiple people this morning, but I really feel that God wants to completely, like literally breathe complete new life, take out the old life. And I really believe that's what the flatlining meant. It was like literally that person died. But because that person died to themselves, then God can come back with his power and with his mercy and with his grace and bring fresh life to him the way he wants. And I just want us to lift up our hands this morning. And I really feel that God is going to literally do a spiritual blood transfusion in this place this morning, where God's literally going to remove all of the old man, all of the old ways, all of the ways that we used to think, that we used to believe, our old reality. And God's literally going to begin to place a new reality, a new vision, a new hope, fresh grace, fresh mercy, a new spirit of healing in this place. And I really feel God's going to do it right now. And God, I just pray this over us right now, God, that you would begin to remove our truth. God, that you would begin to remove our way of thinking, our way of how we think we should live, of how the Lord, we think we should do things, Lord. And you would God, you would replace that now, Holy Spirit, with your reality and with your truth. Lord, let it flood in this place right now, God. As every hand is lifted up, God, we connect with you right now, Jesus. And we ask, come on, church, right now, God, we ask that you would remove the old man. You would remove the old blood. You would, God, we would literally die right now on the gurney. God, in the emergency room, the spiritual emergency room, we would literally die right now. God, that you, being the doctor, would come down and that you would begin to shock our heart and you would begin to massage our heart and that you would begin to breathe fresh life and new life that we have never known before. It's funny, when people have heart conditions and they have like a bypass surgery, a lot of the times they say after they have that surgery, I feel so much better. I have more energy than I've ever felt in my life. God, this morning, I pray that over our church and over our lives. God, as you begin to do this new transfusion, you begin to bring fresh life, that we will have more energy in the Spirit than we've ever experienced before. We will have more life in the Spirit than we've ever known before, God. And God, Lord, as Stephen brought out, God, we want to be, Lord, a fresh filling of your Holy Spirit. I believe right now, God, your Spirit is coming like we have never experienced before. And God, we lift up our hearts and our voices. We lift up our hands and we receive it now, God. Let it be poured out, Lord. Let it be poured out, Lord Jesus. Let it be poured out. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. I just encourage you right now, let's just keep pressing into the Lord. God, we press into you, Jesus. We want more, God. We want more of you this morning, Jesus.
Spirit break out.
Sing that, Glenn.
Find the walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. This place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out.
Wow, God is so amazing. He is taking our normal and remaking it a new normal. He's taking our lives that we thought were figured out, turning them upside down, and making them right. He's taking our dead hearts and bringing them to life. Praise God. We get to, as a family, celebrate and remember the very reason why we can gather today. The very reason why Holy Spirit can fill us with fire. And that's communion. And communion is remembering the Lord's death. And His death required shed blood and a broken body until He comes again. And I believe today, especially today, because of the anointing that's here and what God's been revealing by the Spirit, that as we take communion, there's going to be an impartation that takes place. I believe that that broken body, that we're going to take symbolically that piece of bread and that broken body that it represents, is going to bring healing to bodies today. I know many people have been suffering with sicknesses, diseases. Brother Marius was just in the hospital. Praise God that he's here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. But he still has a report that they need to do something to him. But I know that we serve a physician who's the best physician, the best doctor, the best healer there is. And so I want you, as you take communion today, consider the Lord's body. And it's not just that broken body. It's our brothers and sisters here. Consider those around you. Remember the needs that are here. Maybe the needs that the Holy Spirit just puts on your heart. And say, Lord, I thank you for your broken body that is healing my brothers and sisters right now. That's healing their heart.
that's bringing them to a new life in you. That's giving them a reason to get up in the morning and to live for you. Not just to be okay, but Lord, to have an abundance, Lord, of life, Lord, that they can share with others. As you take that bread, remember that broken body was so that we could be made whole. Not just so we could focus on the brokenness, but that we focus on what the brokenness did, the healing, the restoration that God did. And it also required, like I said, shed blood. And that blood is what washes and cleanses us from all sin. Somehow it does it, past, present, and future. That blood is eternal. It says in the Word that literally His blood somehow was shed from the very foundations of the earth. So in God, the blood of Christ has been working through eternity. But today, praise God, we get to remember that shed blood as family. And we're just going to continue to play. And as you as family, however you want to do it, if you want to come up as family, if you're single, grab somebody else. If you're a family, grab a single and make sure that there's a family atmosphere. Nobody's excluded. That we're a body of believers as we celebrate this time and remember what Jesus did for us. I mean, we're coming up to the day that is the representation of His resurrection. Amen. When He literally conquered death, hell, and the grave. But we got to remember, it was the cross that made it so that He could be risen again with power. It was that pure, holy, spotless Lamb of God that laid down His life freely. No one took it from Him. He laid it down freely so that you and I could take up a new life as children of God, having a heavenly Father, an Abba Father, an Abba Daddy, a Papa that will never leave us or forsake us, always is watching over us, knows the hairs on our head, knows when we're asleep, knows when we're having dreams, knows when the dreams are going to be ending soon, Lynette, and we're going to wonder, why did it end? He knows all about that. And He's got our life in His hands. And that's a good place to be, knowing our lives are in His hands. So, if you guys would just keep playing. And as families, if you could rotate worship teams, you know, so that families can celebrate communion together. And let's just thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Your broken body. Thank you, Lord, for Your shed blood. Lord, I pray that as we participate, that's what communion means, participate in partnership in the work of the cross. Lord, that we would, Lord, experience all the healing, all the restoration, all the peace, all the life that comes from God. In Jesus' name.
for me. So I say thanks, I give praise, bring you glory. So I say thanks, I give praise.
And the kids down, unless you have something. Well, would the children please come up? And all the children of God come up in this like impact, youth. Father, we just thank you for your kids. I thank you, Lord, that you have great things planned for them today, as short as it may be. Pray, God, that you just let your grace and your mercy rest upon them. Pray, God, you be with the leaders. teachers, God, that they would just show your love, Lord, to these precious souls. And God, I pray that they would continue to be used by you, Lord, in these days, Lord, that we're living in. Not when they grow up, but now, Lord, you'd use them for your glory. That they would experience heaven touching earth in their life, Lord, on a daily basis. Speak life over our children right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. I think, hi, bless you. Bless you. Hi. Are there teachers ready? Because they're going. going down, I guess. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Impact. Impact. Going down.
It's me again. I'm coming up just to remind you about the benefit concert that is on March 23rd at 5 o'clock here at the church. Once again, it's for my sister, which isn't here today. She's with her son at his church. And I've had people come and ask me, if I can't come, can I still give? And of course you can. You can make a check to SIC, which is Seattle International Churches, what's the church she had, is affiliated with in Seattle. But we'd love for you to come, and I'm asking women if you would bring either a dozen or two dozen cookies to help us during intermission time. You don't have to let me know, just bring them. I'd really appreciate it. So once again, don't forget that it's church cleanup first from 9 to 1, and then 5 o'clock is this. You can go home and enjoy yourself and then come back. It should be about an hour to an hour and a half. So just give that day to the Lord, okay? No other things, just that day to the Lord, okay? So thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
No. So praise the Lord. I'm definitely stalling. Like I said, I woke up this morning and I experienced the fire of God, and a few times actually, and I did it here a little bit today, and I'm not usually one that I've been in meetings, and I don't think I've ever really laughed before, have I? I mean, I laugh at funny things. I mean, I've literally made my wife, like, turn from the TV and watch me laugh, because I become more funnier than what we're watching. Because certain things will just, like, you know, the word tickle you, I can't stop laughing. It's just like, and it usually has to do with slapstick stuff, you know, like when somebody's getting injured or something like that. But it's I know it's a movie, and I know it's just, you know, like Baby's Day Out is one of my favorite movies. I don't know if you guys ever seen it. It's hilarious. To think that a baby could get it over on three criminals that good, I mean, it's just, it's precious. And just think, man, we're like babies, so maybe that's what the devil's like. He tries to do stuff to us, and like, we just, how can that happen? They're just a baby, you know? They're a baby with the Spirit of living God in them is what they are, so. I'm going through my Bible trying to find something to preach about. and I even sent them down by faith. I said, okay, God, I'm going to send them down. Then you're going to give me something. For those of you who are visiting and wondering, what is this? Last June, the Lord put it on my heart to not prepare for a message during the week. And sometimes, you know, if you're a pastor, you start getting messages. Like when I first started, I had messages for like 5 and 6 weeks out. And they're, you know, that's fine. Some people may do that. I know some individuals who have the entire year planned out. I can't even fathom that. I mean, I don't know, because I have been personally asked by God to be just ready and be prepared in my heart, and that He would give me something on Sunday. And Nick came up to me and said, Pastor, I think I have a message. And I thought, oh, you've got the message? I'm like taking my... He said, no, I don't think it's that kind of message. It's like, oh, darn, okay. I thought I was off the hook. Huh?
Bailed
me out, yeah. But he also asked me to do this, and I can tell you, I don't know why he's waiting so long. We'll see. I may just, you know, end up walking around my Bible, and he'll finally put something on my heart. Everybody's looking at me like, oh, please let him get something, Lord, because it's going to be bad. I've never seen Pastor Mike crash and burn. I haven't either, so it's not going to happen. Amen. So anyway, I'm in my office, and the Lord says, go ahead and take your iPad home. You're not going to need it. Okay. So, and, you know, I thought, do I have to go get my Bible? You know, I haven't held a Bible for, I mean, actual paper, and, you know, and I use an iPad, and I don't know why he wanted me to get this Bible. That's what I was looking to say. Okay, is it in the Bible, Lord, which you want me to preach on? But I will say this, when, and this is maybe where we want to start, is I was thinking of this morning as and just contemplating the fire of God and how so many times in the Word, God uses fire to get our attention. And I think of Moses at the burning bush. And here's a man who basically was at the pretty much the end of what he knew and had been part of, because he had been, I think, now how many years in Egypt? I mean, in outside Egypt, 40 years outside of Egypt. So thank you, Dan, Bible scholar over there. At least I didn't say 4 days. But 40 years out of Egypt. And so pretty much, I think most of Egypt was like out of him, and he, for all he was concerned, is he's now a shepherd, you know, and I'm sure he did it well. I'm sure he tended those flocks well. I'm sure God saw his heart and said, man, he's a leader, you know, and we don't hear about, you know, his exploits of pulling a sheep out of a lion's mouth, but you never know. Moses might have done it. But the point being is that God caught his attention with fire. And it was a fire that was very unusual because it was a bush that was burning but not being burnt up. And, you know, that's kind of what I think God wants to do in us, is set us on fire but not burn us up and not burn us out. Light us up so that we're seen by all and we're used as an attraction point where people literally are stopped in their tracks in life, and what they see causes their attention to be turned elsewhere than what their normal life was being. And because of that burning in us, we then allow God, as that bush did, to have him speak through us to their life. Do you realize that bush got to communicate the voice of God? You guys have sensed the anointing? Yeah. Right there? The Lord is telling us that we're ready to be trees set on fire. We're ready to be lit up for him and for his glory and for the day that we live in. And this is a fire that will draw those who are looking for something else. You know, Moses had to have been tired. He had to have been saying, you know, there's got to be more. I mean, I knew when I was in Egypt, you wanted me to be the deliverer. You know, he thought that. When he was in Egypt, when he killed that Egyptian, it's because he was abusing God's people. That heart of the deliverer was in him. But it wasn't for that day. And I tell you, some of us have had the heart of the deliverer in us. The heart of God, and we have in our own strength tried to do things before really being bushes lit on fire. And some of us have made mistakes. Some of us have hurt others. I know for a fact I have. You know, out of zeal, out of passion. I don't know if anybody has killed anybody, but this is a new day. And the fire of God, as was so clearly displayed, is burning. And you know what? If you didn't feel it today, if you didn't experience it today, that does not mean it did not happen to you. Because Holy Spirit was poured out all over here. And all you have to do is say, God, just show yourself. Father, reveal yourself in me with that fire. Burn in me bright. Burn in me hot. Make me a place of holy habitation. See, that bush became, and that area around that bush became holy ground because God was there. holy ground. I believe that we're coming in the day when people come around us, not worshiping us, but are going to worship God by, so to speak, taking off their shoes. Their shoes represent where they go. Their shoes represent how they live and how they move and how they have their being. And they're going to take those off and they're going to acknowledge God. Because fire burning in us. And it's not about us. It's not about the bush. The bush was a tool. We have to realize the fire burning in us is not us. But we get to have the privilege of the fire burning. We get to have the privilege of being used by God to be a voice into those lives that are not hearing Him right now, for whatever reason. And some of our fires are hard. Brenda, some of our fires are hard. But the glory of God shows through them. The glory of God shows through. The love of God shows through them. There's a fire that God's burning in us. And we cannot let man blow it out, ourselves or others, through doubt and unbelief. This fire is too precious. Jesus paid too high of a price for us to be able to carry it. For us to be able to have the privilege and honor to blaze for Him. Hallelujah. Have the privilege and the honor to speak with the voice of God on His behalf, with His wisdom, with His revelation into others' lives, with His love. This fire is unquenchable. You can't put it out. Many of you have tried to put it out. Many of you have said, it's gonna burn me up and I'm not gonna survive. Well, like the bush, you will survive. But I'm telling you right now that God loves us so much that He's not letting these fires go out. He's not letting life throw dirt on us to the place where they're quenched. I believe that my God's more powerful than any enemy that we've ever faced. And that no foe, no demon from hell, not even life, death itself, can separate us from God's love. Things present, things to come, cannot separate us from God's love. I believe His love's too powerful. So I'm telling you, you will burn. It's not if you will burn, but you will burn. Just how hot will you burn? I believe that's the key. Because we all can, for some reason, like Pastor Dan was sharing yesterday, they talked about that God has started a work in us. That He will be faithful to complete it. But as He reminded us, there's things that God wants us to do that He won't do, because He's empowered us with the Word of God, with the fire in our hearts to do it. But we can turn down that flame. I don't believe we can extinguish it. I think God's too powerful that we can totally extinguish. How many of you have been back in the brinks of hell and God brought you back when you thought it was dead? Right there. You can't extinguish God's love. Nope. But we can regulate God's love. Break the regulators, guys. Let's see how hot we can burn with God's love. Let's see how torching we can become so that literally we bring heat to others. Not just a light, we warm their soul with the love of God. Huh? Come on. Think of Israel when they were in a state of chaos and basically been suffering with a drought for many years. And Elijah comes on the scene. And he challenges the prophets of Baal to a test of fire. If you go back and read that, they lost the battle. God's fire did come down. When order was established, when he did things right, he built the altar with stones and he laid it out just the way that God had told him to. Fire came down and consumed the sacrifice, licked up the water. I mean, he showed up. I believe we're coming to a day, and we're in a day now. No, it's not we're coming to. We're in a day now where he's showing up. And he's showing off. I believe he showed off in some of your lives today. That you won't be the same because he showed up. And he showed off. It's okay for God to show off. He's God. Right? But I believe he may use fire in our lives to show himself off. He may use fire in our lives to tell the enemy he doesn't have it. Amen. Let him know that you can do whatever you want to do, but you don't get my fire. My fire is for my kids, for my people, for a lost and dying world to transform it. Thank you, Jesus. You have something to say? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I receive that. Thank you, Lord, we do. We receive, God, today, Lord, your fire. Lord, we know, God, that you are doing a new work in us. And we yield to that work right now, Holy Spirit. We yield to that work right now. Lord, we want to be the burning bush. I have never seen that before. That's what you want to make us, Lord. Thank you for revelation, Lord. That we can now be in this day your burning bush. We can now be, Lord, that fire, God, that's so bright and so unusual, Lord, that it attracts the masses, Lord. It attracts the ones, Lord, that have been in a wayward state, have not known where to go, have not known what to do, have been living life, they think, Lord, but until they meet you, then they know what real life is. We thank you, Lord, that the fire of God is burning in us. We thank you, Lord, that it will not be quenched. It will not be put out. It will accomplish what you have sent it to do. And Lord, that this blaze, God, will be contagious. I prophesy right now, Lord, that your people, God, will burn in this place, God. Even the ones that aren't here today, Lord, wherever they may be, let them burn red hot for you. Lord, let all churches in Yakima, Lord, that call you Lord, burn for you. Let your people rise up in this city, God, and burn for you. Lord, let your people, God, that you've called by name, that you've purchased with your precious blood and your broken body, Lord, let them burn for you. We thank you, Lord, that we hear your voice. We thank you, Lord, that we're led by you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that we are not doing this on our own, that we're not having to do this in our own strength anymore, in our own wisdom, in our own knowledge. But God, you are inspiring us. You are igniting us. You are guiding and leading us. I thank you right now, Lord, that from this day on, we won't be the same again. We've come to a new level in you, a new love level, God. We won't love the same anymore, Lord. We're going to love like you love. We're going to look at others, Lord, like you look at them. We're going to feel for others, Lord, like you feel for them. We're going to burn, Lord, like you burn. Eyes of flaming fire. Eyes of love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Burn in us, God. Burn in us, Lord. Every bit that's not of you, Lord, we want out of us. Lord, we want to be your vessel of honor. Your vessel that's used by the Master. You'll get the glory. You'll get the praise. Lord, we don't want it anymore. We don't want the accolades because we don't deserve them. They're yours. But Lord, we do appreciate you letting us be part of this great plan of salvation. That you have given us the gift, Lord, of speaking your words, of giving us the gift, Lord, of being your voice to this generation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're in a new day. I don't know how many times I've said it, but we're in a new day. It's not church as usual. It's not life as usual. It's one life lived for God, given to God, dedicated to God, yielded to God, and the results he will bring. That's all we have to do is submit, yield, surrender, admit that we don't have it figured out, which is pretty easy. At least for me, at almost 53, I'm pretty easy to realize I don't have it figured out. But oh, I know the one that does. I know him very intimately. He calls me his child. I call him my daddy. And he's making it very easy to live for him. Isn't he, son? Very easy. His yoke is easy. His burden is so light. If you've got a heavy yoke and a heavy burden, you need to get rid of it because it's not Jesus. It is not Jesus. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Praise the Lord. I love you guys. I really do. I am so blessed to have you as family. Because that's what you are, your family. Praise the Lord. Let's go burn. Amen. Amen. Amen.